This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Republican candidate Donald Trump has secured a decisive victory in the 2024 U.S. presidential election, defeating Democrat Kamala Harris. Celebrations erupted in Florida as Mr. Trump addressed a jubilant crowd in Palm Beach, reflecting the growing optimism among his supporters. In a fiercely competitive race, Mr. Trump surpassed the necessary 270 electoral votes, winning key battleground states including Pennsylvania and Georgia. In addition to his presidential win, Trump's party made gains in Congress, reclaiming control of the Senate with victories in Ohio and West Virginia. Ms. Harris, despite victories in New Hampshire, Virginia, and Nebraska's 2nd District, was unable to overcome Trump's dominance in crucial states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Trump's commanding lead, along with his triumph in North Carolina, made victory inevitable. With the race officially decided, Trump now turns his focus to his second term, signaling major changes for the future of the United States. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory in the U.S. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "As Mr. Trump builds on the successes of his previous term, he is looking forward to renewing the collaboration to further strengthen the India-U.S. comprehensive global and strategic partnership." The Prime Minister called upon Mr. Trump to work together for the betterment of people of India and the United States of America and to promote global peace, stability and prosperity. The government has approved the PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Briefing media in New Delhi today on the decision taken in the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said students will be eligible to get collateral free loans to pursue higher education. He said the scheme has been introduced so that financial constraints do not prevent any youth of India from pursuing quality higher education. Mr. Vaishnav informed that the government also approved infusion of equity of 10,700 crore rupees for Food Corporation of India. He said this is a significant step towards enhancing the operational capabilities of FCI. In Jharkhand, leaders of NDA and India have intensified their campaigning in favor of their party candidates. Accusing Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress, the Jharkhand BJP Assembly Election in Charge, Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, both parties cheated the people of the state by making false promises. On the other hand, while addressing election meeting at Chota Nagar in Jagannathpur Assembly constituency, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged that the BJP is conspiring to dethrone him. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and CPIML are also addressing in different parts of the state. Political activities are in full swing across the state of Maharashtra as it heads to the polls in 15 days. Senior leaders from all political parties are striving to garner support from the voters. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Legislative Assembly today passed a resolution seeking special status and constitutional guarantees for the Union Territory. As the House assembled this morning, the Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Kumar Chaudhary moved a resolution that seeks to reaffirm the importance of the special status and constitutional guarantees, which as per the resolution safeguarded the identity, culture and rights of JNK. Niti Aayog has launched the 15-day-long Jal Utsav from today to create awareness and sensitivity towards water management, conservation and sustainability. The campaign follows the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who mooted the idea of Jal Utsav on the lines of Nadi Utsav during the 3rd Chief Secretary's Conference held in December last year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Canberra today and conveyed greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he values the Australian Prime Minister's guidance for deepening India-Australia's comprehensive strategic partnership. In tennis, Moselle Open, Indian-Portuguese duo of Ritwik Chaudhary, Bolipalli, and Francisco Cabral will take on the top-seeded pair of Santiago Gonzalez of Mexico and Edouard Rocher Vasselin of France in the quarterfinal today. Bolipalli and Cabral advanced to the quarterfinals after their French opponents Arthur Cazaux and Harold Mayotte withdrew, granting them a walkover. And that is the end of this news bulletin.